believers.
有些代表就开始疑问，为什么有些教会很多年都没有受洗任何一个人？
Actually, numbers about baptism is not for us to criticize other people.
实际上，受洗信徒的人数不是我们可以用来批评他人的根据。
Because Paul says that he sowing the seed, Apollo watered the seed, but it was God who made the plant grow.
因为保罗说他是播种的人，但是生长却在于神。
Paul also mentioned that he came to preach, not to only to baptize.
保罗也说他是来传福音，而不是仅仅来受给别人施洗。
Can you imagine that one day our converting number is equal to the number of Catholic Church?
我们能够想象有一天我们受洗信徒的人数跟天主教会一样。
Or other churches who are growing very fast.
或者是跟别的教会别的发展非常快的教会一样。
If it is the same, if it is so, I believe that the door of TCC could be open too much wide.
如果这种情况真的发生，我相信那个时候我们真耶稣的教会大门是太敞开了。
So we rely on God for the baptism.
所以在施洗上面，我们是要信靠神。
But at the same time, we cannot also kick the responsibility to the law only.
但是同时，我们也不能把所有的责任都推到神身上。
Saying that, well, since it's God's job, so I simply need to just to cross my feet and you know let God do His job.
不能说因为这是神的事情，所以我们就自己待在这里让神去做工。
So in one of the NCC, they form a committee to study how to break through evangelism in the United States.
所以在有一次的全国信徒代表大会上，我们有成立一个委员会来讨论如何实现宣道上的突破。
And they came out five important points to helpU.S. Church to do the breakthrough in evangelism.
他们总结出五点来帮助在美国的教会如何在宣道上有突破。
I want to share three of them this morning for mutual encouragement.
今天上午我将要跟大家分享三点与大家相互鼓励。
This committee came out, first point is that we shall form a prayer team for the purpose of evangelism.
第一点的结论是我们要形成一个祷告组为我们的宣道工作。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
请翻到使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the world. Jesus asked disciples not to preach immediately after his ascending to heaven.
主耶稣让他的门徒在他升天之后不要马上去传道。
The most important thing is gather together in Jerusalem to pray and wait for the coming down of Holy Spirit.
但是最重要的事情是首先在耶路撒冷聚集一起祷告等待圣灵的降临。
The purpose is that so they have power to follow the strategic plan set up by our Lord Jesus Christ.
目的是这样他们才能够得到能力能够去跟随神的我们主耶稣的计划。
And we noticed that there was a team at that time praying together for the Holy Spirit.
我们注意到那时候有一群人他们在一起祷告为圣灵的降临来祷告。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 14.
我们读第一章第十四节。
They all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. 15. And those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples, also gathered the number of the names, was about 120, and said, We can see that at that time, there were about 120 people at that time. They prayed together.
我们看到那时候有120个人一起祷告。
They prayed for several days.
他们祷告了几天。
Then Holy Spirit came down.
然后圣灵降临。
Indeed, they were empowered.
这样他们就充满了能力。
So Peter can transform from a very timid person who denied Jesus for three times to a very brave person who dared to speak in the public.
所以彼得能够从一个非常胆小的三次否认主耶稣的人转变成一个能够在公众面前讲道的人。
So you can see Stephen become very brave that even though he was going to be stoned to death, his face was looked like an angel.
所以我们看到斯蒂凡他也能够坚强，即使他将要被石头打死，他的信心仍然是坚定的。
So today for us to break through evangelism, we need to have a group of people try to pray for this work.
所以今天我们如果想要在宣道上有突破，我们必须要有一组人来为宣道这项事工祷告。
We keep saying that this is the house of God.
我们一直说这是神的家。
We keep saying that the Lord shall be our master.
我们一直说主才是我们的主人。
Now how do we honor him as our master?
那我们如何来荣耀他？
That is in everything we pray to him and ask him to guide our every work.
那就是在所有的事情上我们都向他祷告，请求他来带领我们的工作。
So he can direct everything we do.
所以他能够指引我们所有做的一切事情。
You see, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
我们知道圣灵是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is, has wisdom.
圣灵他有智慧。
So you can see when Ananias tried to cheat of the Holy SpiritPeter can, by the power of the Holy Spirit, rebuke him, and later on he died.
所以当有人想要欺骗的时候，彼得能够认出来之后，他被判死刑。
Holy Spirit also have emotion.
圣灵他也有情感。
So you can see that when Stephen almost stoned to death, he can pray for those people because he was moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到即使在斯蒂凡将要被石头打死的时候，他还能够为那些人祷告，因为他被圣灵感动。
Holy Spirit has a will.
圣灵也有意志。
So when they pray together, Holy Spirit, let's read 1 Corinthians Acts chapter 13 verse 1.
我们读哥林多前书第十三章第一节。
13 verse 1.
十三章第一节。
Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers. Acts chapter 13, verse 1.
对不起，《使徒行传》第十三章第一节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyprian, Manian, who had been brought up with the Herod, the Tetrarch,And Saul, verse 2, and they ministered to the Lord and fast, and the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. When the worker in the Antioch, they are serving, they serve the Lord, they fasted.
当安提阿教会的工人他们来为主侍奉的时候，他们禁食祷告。
And then you can see Holy Spirit had will. He opened his mouth and asked someone to prophesy and to call Paul and Barnabas to go out to preach.
所以我们这时候看到圣灵他就有自己的意志，他吩咐巴拿巴和扫罗去工作。
So brother and sister, you can see today if we pray together as a team.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到今天如果我们一起祷告，
You can see Holy Spirit indeed can work, yeah?
圣灵就可以工作。
And then he can show his will.
他可以向我们展现他的
Show his judgment.
向我们展现他的判断。
Show his authority.
展现他的权威。
Show his power.
展现他的能力。
I share with you, I was in one of the church, one of the worker, the religious affair showed me a list of true seekers.
我跟大家分享过，一个工人向我展示他们那一区的慕道者的名单。
They are totally about more than 200 true seekers.
总共有两百多名慕道者。
I guess the list is accumulated for about 2 to 3 years or four years.
这是积累了两三年或者四年的结果。
They keep the name list so they next time they can always call them to come back for the convocation.
他们一直保留这个名单，所以下次他们还可以再去打电话给那些慕道者，邀请他们。
When I look at this, I say, "Wow, there are indeed a lot of true seekers in this church."
我看到这个名单的时候，意识到这个教会里面有很多的慕道者。
How come only about 6 to 12 like really came and got baptized?
但是为什么只
有 in those years?
但是为什么这些年只有6到12个人来真正受洗？
Then I try to analyze what make those a few people stay in the church.
所以我想要分析那些留下来的人是什么原因让他们留下来。
Oh, some of them really they receive Holy Spirit and they have a strong feeling by the Holy Spirit.
有些人是因为
strong guidance by the Holy Spirit.
他们受到圣灵，所以他们受到圣灵的指引。
Most of them have direct experience from God before they got converted.
有些人在他们来受洗之前就已经受到圣灵的感动。
So you can see that it's not really man's words; it's the guidance and the power of God.
所以我们看到工作的不是人的能力，而是神的能力。
This time we were in Dominican Republic.
这一次我们在多米尼加。
Two sisters came with me. One it was interpreter, the other was just go there and try to learn support and learn Spanish, support Spanish missionary.
有两个姐妹跟我一起去，一位是翻译，另一位是她要来帮助学习西班牙文的宣道工作。
For this missionary, every morning they pray for about 1 hour.
他们每天早上都会祷告一小时。
And then they can see that God indeed worked with them.
我们可以看到神真的与他们一起工作。
One day, we visit a family.
有一次我们去访问一个家庭。
There was a baby who was, when one of our sisters hold her on over here on the shoulder.She can feel like the baby's body is like the fever is so high, it's burning.
那个家庭里面有一个婴儿，我们其中一位姐妹把她抱在胸口这里，她可以感受到那个婴儿在发很高的烧。
And this sister have a great sympathy toward this family, toward this baby.
这位姐妹对这个家庭和这个婴儿有很大的同情。
So she prayed very hard for this baby.
所以她非常努力地为这位婴儿祷告。
Later on, to her amazement, she realized that after the prayer, the fever reduced.
让她惊奇的是，当她祷告完之后，这位小孩的发烧就退了。
Really amazing! The following Sabbath day, one of the relatives of this family came to our church for two sickings.
非常神奇的是，在接下来的一个安息日聚会，这位婴儿的一个亲戚来到教会里。
So you can see, true Jesus church, everything got to be guided by the Lord Himself, got to be guided by the power of Holy Spirit Himself.
所以我们可以看到，在真耶稣教会，所有的事情都是由圣灵、由神来带领。
So indeed, we should form a team to pray for this purpose. Thank God, we indeed do this already.
所以我们真的是应该要为宣道工作有成立一个特别的祷告组，感谢神，我们也一直在这样做。
But over here, chapter 13, verse 1, a special mission about when they serve, they fasted also.
但是在这里十三章第一节特别提到，当他们要服侍的时候，他们禁食祷告。
So some of the person who have urged the strong mission, they have strong mission from the Lord, sometimes they like to even go one step further to fast for the holy work.
所以有些人当他们感受到从神而来的强烈的感召，他们会更进一步来进食祷告。
Some of the people try to say that why do church need to form a prayer and they need to fast once a month? This will become a formality, and this is no good if it become a formality.
有些人说为什么教会要成立祷告组，每个月进食祷告一次，这样会变成一个形式。
Why do you need to fasting? Because it is a kind of Peter suffering your own body. This might go to the wrong direction.
为什么要禁食？因为这对我们身体来讲是一个痛苦的经历。这也许是走了一个不对的方向。
Later on, I try to think about these two comments.
后来我来思考这两项评论。
If anyone who really try to help the Lord, learning from Acts chapter 13 verse 1, want to, they have a very strong, very clear purpose and goal to pray and fast for that purpose and goal.
如果有人他真的是想要来服侍神，来效仿十三章第一节来禁食祷告。
They really want to pray within from their heart.
他真的是从心里面想要来祷告。
Everybody who do things within from their heart is not a formality.
如果有人是从心里面想要做一件事情，这并不是外表上的形
式。So if anybody do anything, since we are not God, we shall not judge if they are doing it with formality or not, because only God can know it.
如果有任何人做任何事情，我们不是神，我们不能来判断他到底是外表上的形式。
Another thing is that they are afraid that we might went into a quote unquote 苦修主义。I don't know how to say this in English. That is this is something that people did in about third century.
另一个是他有人会害怕我们会。走到苦修主义的道路上，这是在三世纪的时候人们做的事情。
Some people, you know, they forsake civilized life. They went to a desert to cultivate their spirituality.
有些人为了灵性上的长进，他们甚至是离开了大城市，来到荒野当中。
And they only eat after sunset, one meal per day.
他们每天只吃一餐，而且只在太阳落山之后再吃。
They refuse to eat meat and other delicacy. They only eat bread and salt and water.
他们拒绝吃肉和其他的食物，他们只吃面包水。
They have a concept that is, if you are too good to your flesh, your body, it is evil in front of eyes of God.
因为他们觉得，如果我们对我们的肉体享受，对肉体太好的话，那在神的眼里看起来是恶的。
Somebody even go very extreme. They even cut themselves in order to reduce those kinds of evil thoughts inside them.
有些人甚至更加极端，他们会来伤害他们的自己的身体，以求能够取出他们心里的。
They believe that to be awake is, you know, keep alert all the time. Therefore, when they are sleepy, they will use a rope to hang themselves to keep them awake.To put them under their neck and to keep themselves awake.
他们甚至觉得我们要一直保持清醒，所以他们甚至在非常困倦的时候会拿一颗绳子。
Now this is 苦修主义。This is bitterly treat themselves. This has become a thing that they are very proud of themselves.
所以这就是苦修主义，而且他们会因为这个而自豪。
Now when we do fast once in a while.
所以当我们一段时间来进食祷告一次。
We don't have a concept that treating good to your body is an evil thing. Now we don't have this kind of concept.
我们并不是认为让我们肉体得到些享受就是恶的。
We don't encourage brothers and sisters to go extreme way like you see in Da Vinci Code. You wear a suffering belt. When you think of something evil, you punch that suffering belt. You know what is suffering belt? It is something with needles, yeah, and you wear on your leg and.When you think about evil, you punch your leg, and those needles will pinch in your flesh, then the bleed will come out. And this guy says that, you know, because my bleeding, I will stop thinking about evil, then my soul become very clean.
我们并不是像在达芬奇密码里面那样会带一个束缚带苦修带，那个苦修带是带在脚上，上面有刺。当他觉得自己有不好的思想的时候，就拿那个刺来刺进自己的身体，可以流血，这样他们会觉得可以洗清他们的罪恶，他们变得纯洁。
Now this is very extreme.
这是非常极端。
But for us, once in a while, we learn from Acts chapter 13, verse 1. This is not going extreme.
但是对我们是向使徒行传十三章第一节学习，不是要走进。
We have a clear goal.
我们有一个清楚的目标。
We have time set.
我们也有一个时间。
Then when you do it, I think we do it from our heart. We indeed can energize, can mobilize, can plead and ask the Holy Spirit to guide in among us.
然后我们只要有一个清醒的目标是从心里面来做的话，那么我们就可以这样子来祈求圣灵的帮助。
I still remember once upon a time when I was a student in Queen's Church.
我还记得当我是在 Queen's 教会还是一个学生的时候。
I was aware there was a group of holy workers who really was very dedicated to the church work.
我意识到有一群圣职人员他们工作非常的奉献。
When it comes to spiritual communication, they will talk to each other. You know what? The church is quite weak. We should really, before the communication, we should really set a period of time. We fast and pray for the church.
所以当灵恩会到来的时候，他们将会在一起聚集，然后说教会里面教会现在比较弱，我们一定要再聚集在一起祷告。
I still remember in that spiritual communication, really many things concerning God's guidance occurs in that spiritual communication.
我还记得在那一次的灵会当中，就有很多神的工作。
A sister, Mar, she was buying veggies in the market.
有一位马姐妹，她在超市里面买蔬菜。
Just happened to preach to the one that in front of him.
所以他正好就向他前面的那个人传道。
And then she just, you know, bring these old couples to the church.
所以他
brought these old couples to the church.
所以他带那对年老的夫妇来到教会。
When they came, amazingly, these old gentlemen saw visions, saw Jesus came down from heaven.
所以他们来的时候，那位老先生他看到了异象，看到主耶稣从天上降下来。
This old lady, she has spinal cord.Pain for years, and then she received Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came down, she can receive healing immediately. She can feel warm in her spinal cord. Spinal cord, 脊椎这里啊。
So, 这位老太太也是，她脊椎有很多年一直有问题，一直在疼痛，但是她祷告之后就能够得到医治。
So I can see, wow, with a few people, form a team dedicated for the into the prayer for the church.
我们可以看到，只要几个人，他们形成一个团体来为教会专心祷告。
Just like Jesus says, two or three people get together in His name, the Lord indeed will hear from their prayer.
就像主耶稣说，你们当中有两三个人聚集在一起，奉他的名祷告，他就会听见。
So I encourage you to join a prayer team.
所以我鼓励大家来参加这个祷告组。
Especially for evangelism.
特别是为了宣道。
You can see God will bless your family life and bless this church.
我们可以看到神会祝福我们的家庭生活。
Another thing is that how do we have evangelism breakthrough?
另外一个关于我们如何来有宣道上的突破。
Another thing is that we should emphasize more on personal evangelism.
另一个是我们要更加强调个人的宣道。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
请翻到约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1 verse 38.
约翰福音第一章第三十八节。
138.
一章三十八节。
Then Jesus turned and seeing the following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, when translated, "Teacher." Where are you staying? 39. He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour, 40. One of the two who heard John speak and follow him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. 41. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ. 42.And he brought him to Jesus. Now, when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas." You can see, at the very early missionary of Jesus Christ, most of them are personal evangelism.
我们可以看到，在主耶稣最初传道的时候，大多数都是个人的宣道。
Over here, you can see he preached to two of John's disciples. One of them was Andrew.
我们可以看到，他向两个约翰的，
是约翰的门徒。
两个施洗约翰的门徒，其中传道，其中一个是安德烈。
Then on through the personal evangelism of Andrew, Jesus preached to Peter.
后来通过安德烈的个人宣道，主耶稣也向彼得宣道。
So you can see that we can name many other cases Jesus do personal evangelism.
我们也在其他各种情况下看到主耶稣在做个人的宣道。
Jesus preached to the Samaritan woman.
主耶稣向撒玛利亚的妇人传道。
Nicodemus，
尼哥底母传道。
Zacchaeus， 撒该。
撒该。
So we can see many and many many more。
我们可以看到很多很多的例子。
So brethren, today if you receive Holy Spirit，
所以今天弟兄们，如果你受到圣灵
，You already has a mission to do this kind of job。
你已经有责任来做这样的事情。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4。
请翻到路加福音。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18。
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18。
路加福音第四章第十八节。
Luke 4:18。
路加福音四章十八节。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Now whenJesus came to preach. He was sent by the Holy Spirit.
所以当主耶稣来传道的时候，他是被圣灵差遣。
Today you will receive Holy Spirit. Even though the church may not send you to stand on a podium to do many other holy works, but indeed, when you receive Holy Spirit, you are entrusted with the mission to do personal evangelism.
今天当我们得到圣灵的时候，也许教会并没有特别的要求我们站到讲台上面来宣道或者做其他的活动，但是实际上传福音这一项使命已经被交托给我。
Because this mission was given to the church.
因为这个是交托给教会。
You shall go to the all nations to preach to the whole nations.
我们必须要向万民传道。
Who are the church?
那谁是
Every one of us composed of a church.
教会里面的每一位信徒构成了这个教会。
Those who are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ are a member of the church.
被主耶稣血所买的是我们教会的信徒。
So brethren, we should have this kind of mission upon us to do personal evangelism.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在心里面一定要有这个使命感来做个人宣道的。
Why personal evangelism have a great advantages?
为什么个人宣道有很大的益处
？Number one, everybody can do this kind of job.
第一是所有人都能够做。
Brothers and sisters are assigned in working in different levels in the society, different places in the society.
我们的弟兄姐妹都在这个社会上不同的地方。
Now God arrange you in that occasions.
神安排你到那个地方。
You can bring the good news or your personal feeling concerning your faith toward your friends.
你能够把福音和你个人的感受，带给你的朋友们。
Now, personal evangelism is not limited to environment. You can, like a spiritual convocation, you can preach over here, but personal evangelism, you can preach anywhere that you encounter your friends.
而且我们的个人宣道活动也不会被环境所限制，不仅仅是在灵恩会当中，在平时的生活里面，我们也可以向人传道。
Now, personal evangelism can fit personal needs. Everybody have different needs. You can fit their personal needs.
另外，因为每个人都有不同的需求，如果做个人宣道的话，就可以根据不同的需求。
Now, personal evangelism, you can take any kinds of opportunity to do it.
而且个人宣道可以利用一切可能的机会。
We also found that those who came to the church through personal evangelism, they have a better foundations.
我们可以看到那些通过个人宣道活动才来到教会的，他们有更好的基础。
So brethren, let's God be reminded that we should have this kind of mission.
所以我们要提醒我们自己，我们有这样的使命。
I realize that a lot of non-TCC denomination, many of them have great this kind of mission, great responsibility, feel strong missions, a sense of missions.
我意识到很多非真耶稣教会的支派，他们其实有很强的关于宣道的使命感。
I was in the Dominican Republic last week.
我上个礼拜在多米尼加。
The brother told me, huh?
那边的一位弟兄告诉我。
When any Chinese immigrant came to Republic of Dominica.Some Jehovah Witness people, believers, they will entertain them, they will help them with their jobs, they will guide them, and later they will preach the doctrine of Jehovah Witnesses to those people.
一旦有中国人来到那个国家的时候，就会有耶和华见证会的人，他们会去帮助他们，帮他们找工作，然后之后就可以向他们传他们的道。
So this territory has been already like almost controlled by Jehovah Witnesses in a Chinese community, huh?
所以在当地的中国社团里面，实际上整个已经被耶和华见证会所控制。
Once upon a time, I went to Jesse and Kyle's apartments. Those apartments was occupied by UCLA students who are in graduate program or PhD program.
有一次我到UCLA 的UCLA 的住所，那边大部分都是学校里面的学生。
I realized, wow, this is a very good place to evangelize because they are, you know, students' wife got pregnant and cannot go anywhere. Their parents came to take care of the baby. They have no place to go. It's a really wonderful place to do evangelical work.
我意识到这是一个非常合适的做宣道工作的地方，因为那边有怀孕的太太，也有来照顾小孩的父母亲，他们没有别的地方去，所以向他们宣道非常合适。
But when we try to find a way to do evangelism, you notice that other church already go there, and you know they have cars, they have people, you know, take them to their church every Sunday, and already form a fellowship over there.
但是我们如果想要找到方法去那边宣道的时候，发现。比较困难，因为已经有其他教会的人，他们会向他们提供车，带他们去做各种事情。
Other church, they have very strong sense of mission. They do this very quickly.
别的教会他们有非常强的使命感，他们很快的就占领了这些地方。
I share with you in 85, I went to Louisiana, a place of that Chinese people say even birds will not lay an egg over there.
我跟大家分享过85年的时候我去路易斯安那。
Meaning that is a very remote area, yeah?
那是一个鸟不生蛋的地方。
But you can see that a lot of other denomination, the gentlemen and the ladies, they will move to that very remote area for what? They will look for a new job or what? Just to take care of those foreign students.
但是我们注意到有别的教会的人，他们专门寻找机会去那边工作，搬到那边去，就是为了去那边照顾那边的外国学生。
Every Friday night, they invite a lot of our students. Yeah, even I also join them. They will invite us to go to eat, and then they don't preach to us.
每个礼拜五晚上，他都会邀请那边的学生一起去吃饭，然后他们就可以传道。
We have about 20 people in our team.
在我当时也参加过，在我们当时一组里面有二十个人。
I think more than 10 people later on baptized in that church.
我想后来有超过十个人在那个教会。
President, I say this, other church, they do not have perfect tools, but have perfect mission, perfect sense of mission.
弟兄们，我讲这个，他别的教会他们并没有完全的真理，但是他们有完全的使命感。
So we shall try to be stirred up by the love of God also.
所以我们也应该要像他们这样子，靠着神的爱站。
Personal evangelism is not too difficult for you to do.
个人宣道对我们来讲并不是那么难。
Just like Andrew talked to Peter, "Hey, come, we find Messiah. Just come."
就好像安德烈对彼得说。我遇见了弥赛亚。
Thank God I noticed that in our church, some people preach to their family member, their spouse, their family member. This is very, 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 very important.
感谢神，我们教会里面，很多人向他们的家人、向他们的配偶来宣道，这非常重要。
Some people preach to their friends.
有些人向他们的朋友传道。
Brazil, most of the members are native Brazilian, in our church.
在巴西，我们教会的信徒很多是巴西本地人。
How did they do it?
他们如何去做呢？
I know there was a brother. He will go to his friend and just study essential. There's a book called Essential Doctrine. Chapter by chapter with his friends. Every week, chapter by chapter with his friends.
我意识到，有一位弟兄他会到他的朋友那边跟他一起查考，重要教
基本要道
基本要道这本书一章一章的来学习。
After study and ask him, do you agree? If you agree, we pray together.
他结束之后会问他你同意吗？如果同意的话，我们一起祷告。
And then later on, this friend received Holy Spirit.
后来这位朋友就受了圣灵。
Then just expand it through this way.
就是这样可以得到扩展。
So brethren, let's try to remind it by David's word. There's a is there not a reason for me to be here?
所以我们
Let me read it. I think this is a very important verse. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29.
我们来读撒母耳记上
chapter 17, verse 29.
第十七章二十九节
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29.
撒母耳记上十七章第二十九节
17:29.
十七章二十九节
And David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause for me to be here? Is there not a reason?" I mean, brethren, that's took this word into our heart.
大卫说：“我来岂没有缘故吗？”让我们把这句话放到心里。
No, we come from another country,
我们从另一个国家来。
We may move from the other states to come here.
我们也可能是从别的州搬过来。
We are arranged in certain location, certain company, certain area.
我们被安排到一个地方，一个公司。
Is there not a cause for me to be here?
没有，我们来这里没有缘故吗
？Brethren, we are aware of that.All the pioneer work, almost all the pioneer work, started with personal evangelism.
我们大家都意识到，很多的先期工作都是由个人宣道开始的。
No matter it is Dominican Republic, no matter it is Brazil, no matter it is Chile, many countries are TJC set up by personal evangelism.
不论是多米尼加还是巴西还是智利，很多都是通过个人宣道开始。
We should have more compassion toward people's soul.
我们应该要对人的灵魂有更大的热情。
If we earn the whole world but forsake our soul, what benefit us?
如果我们赚了全世界却失去了我们的魂，有什么好处呢？
A lot of time we look at a lot of people die in natural disasters. We feel very sorry for them.
我们看到很多人在自然灾害中失去生命，我们为他们觉得悲哀。
No matter it is September 11 or Indonesian tsunami, and many people die in a very drastic way.
无论是911还是印度尼西亚的海啸，他们很多人在当中死去。
But can you imagine that a lot of souls, especially the one around us, they will go to hell one day?
但是我们可不可以想象，我们当中很多人有一天他们会到被下到阴间
？Now, we really got to open our mouths and say, "Come and see, Messiah is over here."
我们真的要应该开口对他们说，来看吧，弥赛亚在这里。
Then if God's willing, the sheep of God will hear the voice of the shepherd.
如果神愿意的话，神的羊就能够听到牧人的声音。
So that's try our best to do a more personal evangelism.
所以我们要一起来努力做更多的个人宣道。
Another thing that studied by this committee is that we should carry out more outreach program.
我们查考出来的第三点关于宣道的是，我们要有更多的向外接触的活动。
Outreach program. Let's read Luke chapter 12 verse 1. We gather people and do congregational evangelism. Yeah.
请读路加福音。
12章。Chapter 12 verse 1.
12章第一节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 1.
路加福音12章第一节。
12 verse 1.
12章第一节。
In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people has gathered together so that they tremble one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all. You can see that a numerous multitude of people listen to Jesus Christ. Now we should use all kinds of opportunities to gather a multitude of people to listen to Jesus Christ.
We should use all kinds of opportunities to gather很多人来听主耶稣的话。
Let's read another one. John chapter 7.
我们来读另一段约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7 verse 37 to 40.
约翰福音第七章第37节到第40节。
John 37 verse, John chapter 7 verse 37 and on.
约翰福音第七章从第37节开始。
On the last day and the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying,If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. 39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him will receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. 40. Therefore, many from the crowd, when they heard this saying, said, Truly, this is the prophet. You see, many people get together in the period of feast, they gather in Jerusalem.
这里面讲到在节期的时候，很多人在耶路撒冷聚集。
Now at the very last day, Jesus stood up and cried, speak out loud.
所以在最后一天，主耶稣站着高声说。
He preached to great congregation, great multitude.
他向整个大众传道。
So brethren, this is something that we should try to mobilize also.
所以这也是我们所需要学习的东西。
Now, one of very traditional things that we have done so far, and we improved very important, is the two times a year, the spiritual convocation and evangelical services.
有一个我们一直在做的，也证明是非常有效的，就是一年两次的灵恩会。
We gather our friends together in the church, or in the house, or in school, and try to do try to preach to them.
我们聚集我们的朋友在教会，或者是在家里，或者是在学校，然后向他们传道。
We shall mobilize all brothers and sisters to participate in this work.
我们要动员我们的弟兄姐妹来参加这个活动。
We shall pray for this work.
我们要为这个工作来祷告。
This is the best time for us to repay God's love.
这是我们最好的向回报神的机会。
This is only twice a year, yeah?
也只是一年只有两次。
We shall, you know, dedicate more love toward God in those occasions.
我们在这种情况下要向神奉献我们更多的爱。
This is also a very important opportunity for our brother and sister to revive our spirituality.
这也是更新我们灵性的好机会。
You see, can you imagine that if we do not have these two spiritual convocation in a local church?
我们可以想象，如果我们在本地教会没有这种一年两次的
，No Holy Communion in these two convocation，
没有圣餐礼
，for a long time， you can see people's faith will go downhill very quickly、
如果长期不这样做的话，人的信心很容易就会跌。
Just like people need to go to Jerusalem every year， their heart can be mobilized again。
就像圣经上他们每年都要去耶路撒冷这样子，他们的心可以重新热起来。
We shall pay attention. We shall cherish those two convocations.
所以我们要珍惜这两次的机会。
You see, in USA, there are six remote areas, that even though they have Sabbath service every morning, But they are not a church. They are not even a house of prayer.
我们知道在美国有六个边远地区，即使他们有礼拜六上午的安息日聚会，但是他们不是一个教会，甚至也不是一个祷告所。
For example, Miami.
比如说迈阿密。
For example, Austin.
或者说奥斯汀。
For example, New York, a place called Plattsburgh.
还有在纽约一个叫 Plattsburgh 的地方。
For example, Seattle.
或者西雅图。
Now we plan that in those six remote areas, we also try to help twice a year if they allow us to go. Yeah, we also like to go there to promote twice a year evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
现在我们的计划是在那六个地方每年能有两次，如果他们允许的话，我们也可以去那边举办灵恩会。
See, really, with this kind of occasion, the faith can be stable, can be kept, can be strong.
真的是经过这样子的灵恩会，人的信心可以更强，可以保持。
Now we also like to encourage all the church. We are doing already. Before the church convocation, we shall have a family spiritual convocation, a family evangelical service.
我们也鼓励所有的教会，在我们在教会里面有宣道会之前，在家里面也举行灵恩会。
See, family's atmosphere is very different from the church.
因为家庭里面的气氛和教会里面非常不同。
You can sense more love, there more personal interaction, and you can feel more warmth in the family setup.
所以在一个家庭的环境里面，我们能够更容易地感受到爱，感受到大家的关心。
So it's also something that our local church should pay attention and promote. It's not only that area's work. We hope that brother and sister can come and support this holy work also.
所以这也是我们教会所需要注意的，这样我们在家庭里面，这些弟兄姐妹也能够来帮忙。
I still remember last evangelical service in one of our family. We have evangelical services in one of our family.
我还记得上一次的家庭布道会。
There was a Mr. Shea came to join us.
有一位谢先生来参加。
Oh, he was very touched by that sermon.
他
in that family setup also.
在那个家庭的环境里面，他受到当时的讲道感动。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他受到圣灵。
That time he determined to follow Jesus Christ.
所以后来他决定跟从主耶稣。
Even though he lived very far away from us, he lived in Houston.
虽然他住得离我们很远，他住在休斯顿。
Also very far away from his Houston church.
而且也离休斯顿当时的教会非常远。
But when he come back to South California, he also join us in Bowen Park Church, yeah.
所以但是当他有机会来到南加州的时候，他也会到伯恩教会。
He can sense the love from some of the family members, huh?
他能够感受到从一些家庭成员里面来的爱。
Now when we do reach out program, we can be more creative and ask inspiration from God. How do we do it in our surroundings?
我们同时也可以更加有创新性，然后请求神给我们一些指引，应该如何来做。
No matter what we do, one important thing is that we should remember that sowing seed in this activity is very important.
我们要记住，无论做什么，撒种都是非常重要的。
A lot of time we see we invented a lot of evangelical event like carnival.Or bowling activities.
我们有时候可能会想出各种不同宣传的方法，比如说嘉年华或者是保龄团契。
Carnival is not called 嘉年华 Is it carnival? They call it I don't know how to call it. Anyway, some activities also good now, but we got to remember: do we have chance to sow the seed in those activities?
有些活动是非常好的，但是我们要问的是，我们信徒在这种活动中有没有机会来撒种。
When I was in Singapore, I was very amazed by how they do the hymnal evangelism.
我在新加坡的时候感到非常惊奇，他们是如何来做诗歌布道会。
They do not only have just like us. They not only they have the short sermon speaking, short sermon,
像我们一样，他们不光是有一个简短的
正道。
正道。
Not only they are present hymns,
他们也不光光是来献诗。
But they assign a person who linked the program from the beginning to the end. That person, when he was linking the program, he mentioned a lot of concepts from the Bible, a lot of words of the Bible was given in between introducing Christ to come out, to link from program A to program B. Many word of God was introduced, even he was introducing it at the background.
他们有专门安排一个人来组织、这个、
旁白的人。
他们有专门来安排一个旁白的人，在各个活动当中，他就会做衔接的时候会讲到很多圣经上面的话。
I copy her script. Wow, I noticed that it was very wonderful script. A lot of concept of teachings was inside the script.
我看到他的讲稿上面有很多好的很多好的教训。
So, brother and sister, may the Lord give us understanding, huh?
所以弟兄姐妹，愿主给我们理解。
Activity, to reach out is also very important.
这些活动也是非常重要的。
So today we mentioned about, you know, prayer is the foundation.
所以今天我们提到了祷告是基础。
Evangelism, prayer is the foundation for evangelism.
祷告是我们要去宣道的基础。
Church evangelism is based on personal evangelism.
而我们教会的宣道活动实际上也是基于我们个人的宣道活动。
Personal evangelism is based on personal prayer, on church prayer.
而个人的宣道活动也是基于我们自己的祷告和教会的祷告。
So may the Lord give us new understanding.
所以让神给我们新的理解。
You know, when you talk about Kung Fu, yeah? Kung Fu, when people practice Kung Fu, the fundamental practice, 扎实的那个, It's Kung Fu is not what you do, what you show, what kind of action you have. It's really the very fundamental part that you make it solid, yeah?
所以功夫并不是你外面使出来招式是什么样形状，而是你里面的基础，这些非常重要。
I think, you know, all the churches perform different kinds of activities, ways to perform evangelism.
我知道各个教会他们都有会想出不同的方式不同的活动来进行宣道活动。
But what is the basic? What is the basic? What are the basics?
但是里面的基本是什么?
I think we should pay more attention to them.
我们需要更多的去观察。
If every church do it.
如果所有的教会都这样做。
When God start to work.
当神开始这样做的时候。
Nobody is able to go against God's will.
没有人能够能够抵抗神的意志。
That's the same hymn.
我们来唱诗。
520
首。